Open Language 英语。
潘吉接你告诉你。
Hi guys, welcome back to the show. 我是 Jenny. 那今天呢，我们就要说说剩女啊，结婚不结婚，结婚的压力 ，single ladies or get married. 最主要，我们看看美国女孩有没有这样的压力，美国有没有剩女这个事情。那我们今天呢，因为讲到这个主题，所以我觉得要请一个美国女孩子跟我们来聊聊她自己的感受，她身边朋友的感受。所以今天呢，我就请到了我以前在上海认识的一个美国女生，我的一个好朋友 Chanel。Chanel， 很高兴又跟你能聊天，因为你前两年搬回美国，我们就没有联系。So how have you been?
I've been pretty good. I'm just working as a nurse in Chicago. I was something that I wasn't able to do when I was in China, but I do miss China.
你很想中国，因为她是中国媳妇儿，因为她的老公是中国人。
对的。
对，而且我觉得你真的是我认识的唯一一个就是嫁给中国男生的白人女生，所以下次可能这个话题我们也能聊聊。
好的，可能算不多。
对，真的不是很多啊。那我之所以想聊这个话题，就是是最近嘛，在朋友圈有一个传的特别多的是一个视频品牌 SK2， 就是他拍了一段说为什么我最后还是去了相亲角。首先问一下 Chanel， 这个剩女英文里面我知道从中文翻译过去 we call them like leftover women。
对对对， I don't think we really have this term in English though, other than just like a single ladyA single lady or a single woman.
So those both sound a lot better than a leftover woman.
对对对。
Leftover 其实就吃饭的时候，你看剩菜什么的，就 we have some leftover, right?
对，或者就什么不要的，就是 leftover.
啊，不要的东西。你刚刚说 single woman, single lady, 但是好像更早以前英语里，我觉得也有一个就听起来很不好听的词叫 spinster.
Spinster, I think this is just an old word that we wouldn't really use anymore.
就现在不会用了。So what is a spinster?
I don't know, I'd have to look it up.
一个 spinster 其实就是一个嫁不出去的老姑娘啊，但是随着好像就是北美现在人的想法，社会的改变，这个词就像 Chanel 说的已经不太用了。那因为你在中国住过一段时间嘛，所以你知道剩女这个概念对吧？ So you know the social pressure of you know, your parents wanting you to settle down, get married when you're over a certain age. So does that exist in the States? Is that a thing, this whole idea of a leftover woman?
I think it's different than in China, and it probably just depends, you know, on the individual woman and the family. Like, for example, I came from, like, the conservative background, so I think there was a little bit more pressure, but...You know, my other friends that didn't come from that kind of background, they don't have that type of pressure.
对，所以我觉得在美国就是他可能全社会没有那么就是一个普遍的剩女这种 leftover woman 的概念。但是呢，就像 Chanel 说的，这个我觉得很看你自己的家庭背景 ，and very often it's probably your religious backgrounds, 对吧？就是有很多。人他那个宗教信仰里面他可能比较传统的，就是说很早要结婚啊，结婚生子啊。因为我有一个好朋友，他是一个美国那个德州大学的一个教授，然后我就觉得这人很开明什么，然后有一次聊天，然后他就突然跟我说，他说 Oh, you know, I'm so worried about my daughter. 我说他怎么了？ She's still not married. 然后我说 Oh, how old is she?然后这个人跟我说 ，She's 27. I'm so shocked, 因为我想说，哎，27岁不是还很年轻吗？你怎么？然后他跟我说，哦 ，because we're Mormons. 他说，因为我是摩门教的。然后他说，我们教会所有的人，他说 ，all my friends' daughters are like well married and have kids at 27. And even his sons, 他有两个儿子都是什么22、23岁就结婚了。就是 like you said, depending on the individual situation, it could be quite different, right? This pressure to get married, the pressure from mostly I think your parents and your community, but not maybe society as a whole.
Right, that's exactly true. And I don't know if you know this, but that is actually the background that I grew up in. It's the Mormon faith.
嗯，对，你跟我说过。
So I totally understand, yeah.
就你也是摩门教，然后那你爸妈逼婚吗？哎，逼婚
没有，
逼婚英文怎么说？
Just pressure you to get married or force you to get married.
Pressure you or force you to get married.
I don't think they can really force us here, but probably just put some pressure on you.
But your parents didn't.
Well, actually, I think my situation was different because.Usually people in the Mormon faith, they want you to get married to another Mormon. So, you know, I was dating my husband now, but I was dating him. And since he wasn't Mormon, I think they didn't really want to pressure us to get married.
嗯，但我觉得其实是 it's a really interesting topic. And it's a really interesting topic to be discussed at this point in time. 因为不管是在美国和中国 I think you have a parallel wave, 就是在中美是同时在发生这个这种 the rise of the single woman, the rise of the independent woman. 最近有一个调查说现在好像美国那个 unmarried woman, single woman 的比例是历史上最高的 historic high, 将近 50% 的美国女性没有结婚。然后又说到了就是现在美国的女生她们 they're not staying single to prove a point about equality. It's more that they realize that they can have a very fulfilled life, career, or even romantic relationships without being married. 那我觉得其实这个情况跟中国也很像就是我们现在 女生自己的选择很多不是说我故意不要结婚或者我一定要屈从于什么压力要结婚而是 I can live my life the way I want to.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think even it's not just in the US, it's kind of a global phenomenon, you know, this movement.
全球性的
我觉得。
诶那你看就是我前面说到 SK2 的那段视频嘛还讲到相亲角啊什么的你以前在上海的时候你应该听过或者也去过人民广场的 Famous People's Park 相亲角
Yeah, I've definitely heard about it. I had no idea that it was actually that huge. Like when I saw it on the video, I didn't expect it to be that big of a thing. So I was surprised.
其实这个相亲角我觉得已经成为像上海的一个景点。很多外国人来了以后就把它 当成一个 tourist attraction 去看 because they can't, one, first of all, it doesn't exist in the States, and second, they just find this whole cultural phenomenon, 就是 我儿子女儿结婚我要去 advertise, 帮他们贴广告然后把什么 salary, height, 然后 whether I have an apartment,you know, I have property, 有没有房有没有车什么都列出去 They're like,
对
那相亲英文怎么说
Well, again, I don't think we have like a perfect translation. If you could say that, you know, your friend set you up with somebody, their family set you up with somebody, or if you're going on a date with somebody that you've never met, it's a blind date. But probably to be set up with someone is the closest translation.
To be set up with someone.Or 你刚说 blind date、
yes.
blind date 就是我跟这个人不认识对吧就是像盲选一样的让我们第一次就 date 一下、
yeah. but it doesn't necessarily mean that somebody introduced you it could be but you could also find them yourself like online
on Tinder 啊这种是吧、
yeah.
or matchmaking.com、
yeah.
诶 Chanel 但我觉得在中国说到 to set you up with someone 就是相亲基本上都是父母帮你推荐啊介绍And it's always a guy or a girl that they think is marriage material. 因为你这个词 marriage material, 它形容的就是这个人可能有车有房然后比较 stable 是能够结婚的对象。但我听到比如 someone has set you up with someone, 这个感觉好像在英语里面就是朋友讲 your friends will set you up with someone, right? That you might hit it off with, not necessarily a marriage material.
Yeah, I think what you're saying is true, just because we feel like our friends know us maybe a little bit better than our parents, you know, our true self. So we would be afraid to go out with somebody that our parents might select for us.
你们觉得父母不懂你们要的，中国人也是这样想，但没办法，我们要孝顺嘛。You need to obey your parents, right? This whole idea of filial piety, 这个就是虽然你这心里也很不情愿或者什么的，但是哎呀，就觉得没办法。It's part of your duty as a child, really.
Absolutely.
哎，因为就我们讲到相亲角什么的，我听到有一个英文的翻译叫matchmaking corner。
Oh, for the
人民广场那个，对对对，因为 matchmaking 给人的感觉就是比较像你父母做的事情，不像 to set you up with someone, 这个是比较 for fun, right? Matchmaking 就是哦，要逼我结婚，好老土哦。
嗯，有可能。
嗯。
But it also kind of sounds like somebody that you don't know is setting you up. Usually that's who we would think of as a matchmaker.
嗯嗯。哎，那在美国啊，因为我准备今天节目的时候看了一些数据，它的 average marriage age for women in the United States 就是美国女性平均的结婚年龄。 Can you guess what that number is? 您猜猜猜看。
I think I would guess around 25.
你猜那么年轻啊？
不对吗？
是说这个美国女性平均结婚年龄是27岁，就比你猜的晚一点，但我已经觉得很早了。这跟中国，
我也觉得挺早的。
对对对，跟中国也差不多啊。但就是美国有很多地域差别，是吧？可能大城市的，你说像什么纽约啊、三藩市啊，这些可能比较晚一点，但比较 conservative 传统的地方还是可能24、25岁就结婚。
对。
我最后还是要说说，虽然我觉得美国社会没有剩女的这个概念，但是我看像以前的 Sex and City 这样的电视什么，你也会觉得那里面的女孩子她自己是会急的，就是 they still feel anxious, right, when they are over a certain age. 虽然她可能有很多 fling 就是怎么说英文里面
It's like a casual encounter.
对，就是她有男伴儿，对吧，有一个 fling, or they have a serious relationship, but by a certain point, if they're still not married,我觉得那个 anxiety 就是那种焦虑 still exists, it still kicks in.
Yeah, I think probably for biological reasons, I'm not sure we'll ever be able to completely cut that out.
你刚刚说可能就是会生理上，就是女生这个 biological clock 我们有一个，对吧？
对，
生理钟 it's ticking. 然后还是会过了30岁啊或者35岁啊就会觉得哦，我会不会就一辈子 lonely 怎么样，或者我的 prospects 就我可选择的范围越来越小了。
Yeah, I actually have a friend right now who's been dating a guy, I think it's been about one year, and she lives with him. They're pretty serious, but she still is feeling a little gee. She really wants to get married now and like have kids now. And even though she's in this stable relationship, I think it's just something that all women feel to some extent.After a certain age.
对，不管什么国家，不管什么文化的啊，都会有这种焦虑。你刚说的你这个朋友现在很恨嫁，很想她男朋友跟她求婚，她几岁啊？ How old is your friend?
I think she's 31 or 32.
啊，过了30岁。对，我觉得就是在中国吧，这个剩女我们的焦虑可能是很早的，就是24、25岁以后，有很多女孩子就自己也会有一点急，就是我现在还没遇到一个觉得跟她很合适很搭的人，好像还觉得要结婚什么的要在30岁以前，就觉得过了30岁 like 30 is a huge like threshold, 是一个很大的坎。
expiration date.
你说的 expiration date 好像过了30岁就过期了，没人要了，是吧？
It's true. You know, I also have a Chinese friend here, and she's been dating a guy, and she talked to me recentlyabout their relationship and that, you know, they were planning to get married, probably, I guess planning to get engaged. And I was so excited for her because I just think this is a wonderful guy, perfect guy, great guy. And she, you know, she asked me, what do you think? Do you think he's a good guy? And I said, yeah, the best. And I said, you like him, don't you? And she's like, yeah, I like him. You know, just, I could tell that maybe she's not totally in love with this guy, but she just said, you know,He might not be the smartest or the best at this or that, but like he's a good person to marry.
是吧？
She just thought he was a good person to marry, and it just made me 有点心酸。
就是你那个好朋友，就感觉我 我这个男的处的也不错，而且适合结婚的对象，所以就结婚吧，有一点将就的意思，让你觉得。
嗯，但是可能不是特别特别的喜欢。
嗯，哎，将就英文怎么说啊？
Perhaps settle.
Just settle for something.
Yeah, like it might not be your ideal person or thing or desire, but maybe you feel like you don't have a better option, so you settle.
好了，谢谢 Chanel 今天给我们带来的作为一个美国女生你自己的看法啊，还给我们分享了身边朋友的故事。Well, thank you so much for your time, and it's great to reconnect, because it's been a long time, and I wish everything has been going great for you in the States.
Thank you, it was a pleasure.
谢谢 Chanel, 然后呢，大家要看我们今天节目详细的推送的话呢，到开言英语的微信公众号就可以了，开放的开，语言的言。那现在呢，我们也会尝试不同的直播课，觉得很多有意思的主题，就像今天聊的这个剩女啊、逼婚啊、结婚的压力，我们以后也可以在直播课里跟大家来分享。那我觉得下周吧，下周我们出一个升级版的全英语课程，因为我看到了一段非常有意思的对美国很多不同年龄 single woman 单身女孩的采访啊，所以这个升级版的课程我们下个礼拜会推出，你是我们付费用户的话呢就可以学习，包括我们五月份的英语发音班也要开始了，只要是我们付费用户都能免费参加，所以现在也是升级账户的好时间，学习一年只要629。 OK, thank you Chanel.
You're welcome.
好，谢谢，we'll see you next time.
好的，再见。